Thank you for agreeing to meet me at your place. This is a really nice place, by the way. You did really good for yourself. I saw your picture on Entrepreneur magazine and I had to take a second look. Like, I wasn't sure if it was you at first. You didn't even have glasses, braces, or acne anymore. You look pretty hot, I must say. You must work out and everything, right? Thought so. The reason I contacted you is because I wanted to, well, apologize about the way I treated you in high school. I mean, you tutored me in math and chemistry and helped me pass my classes. You did all that for me, and I never really thanked you for it, so. I know you had a crush on me and never gave you the time of day. I was in love with the jocks because I was a cheerleader, you know? The popular kids hung out with the other popular kids, and the nerds hung out with the nerds. You understand, right? A couple of years after high school, the so-called love of my life cheated on me with a stripper. Can you believe that? Freaking high school sweethearts, and poof, he's gone. What a piece of shit. I should have dated you instead. At least you were successful in life. What are you, a millionaire now? I clearly chose the wrong guy. What? It's okay. I know you want it. I just want to make it up to you. You still have a crush on me, don't you? Good. Now just let it happen. Pull out your cock, nerd. Don't you want to fuck my cheerleader pussy? Good boy. You're pretty hung for a nerd. I'm impressed. How does that feel? You're not going to blow your load yet, are you? I'm just getting started. I have a lot of experience sucking guys off. Hell, I blew the entire fucking football team. I know what guys love, and I know that they love when I deep throw their cock. Oh yeah, you like that, don't you? I knew you would. I bet you've never gotten head like this before. You were probably a virgin all throughout high school. You should have gotten with me back then. That's when I was in my prime. Do you like the way I wrap my lips across your shaft? The way I lick every inch of it, making sure I didn't miss a spot? I want you to fuck me. I know you've been waiting for this forever. I want you to stick your hard cock inside me. What are you doing? A condom? Who needs a condom? I want to feel you inside me, not a piece of latex. Ugh, fine. Since you want to be safe and all. No wonder I never fucked you in high school. Always so cautious about everything. Are you ready now? Good. Now stick it in. There you go. Nice and slow. I don't want you to come just yet. Yes. That's it. Keep that rhythm going. Uh, the way my ass is grinding on you. I can feel it. Oh, you like the way my ass bounces on your cock? Come on, nerd. You can tell me. Oh no. Why are you getting soft? Let me take care of that. That's better. Now, I want you to fuck me hard. Let all that nerd rage inside you build up and fuck that bitch cheerleader who gave you a hard time. Oh my god. Come on, nerd. I knew you didn't have it in ya. There's no way you can fuck better than a jock. Oh fuck. Oh my god, maybe I was wrong. Oh, there you go. Oh my god, fuck me. Harder, please, harder. Let it all out. Please, please come for me, please. Oh my god. Yes, yes, yes. Oh my god. Yes. Fuck. That's weird. I feel like you just came inside me. What the hell? The condom broke. You came inside me. You couldn't hold it until you pulled out. Jeez. Well, I guess I can't blame you. You don't have a whole lot of sexual experience on your belt. Since you came inside me, I guess that I'll be having your baby. I can't wait. Finally, I can start a family of my own. So, when are we getting married exactly?